Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. This Pesiyata D'Shemaya is our eighth Shiur. We've been developing this Mahalach that says that the idea of Divrei Rava, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen, from where we learn that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, is that the when the Rav speaks, meaning Hashem, that's mevatel divrei haTalmid. So it's kilo the Talmud didn't speak. And memela, when a person acts, he's acting on his own behalf. And if he's acting on his own behalf and not on someone else's behalf, not on the Mishalech's behalf, so memela is no shlichus. That's divrei av, divrei haTalmid, divrei Mishalem. And we saw it's the same word by Hana. When the shlich is nene, the reason there's going to be no shlichus is because Zenen of Zemischaib lo Amrina. Why? Same idea. Because if a person's Nana, you can't say that he's acting on behalf of the Mishalech. He's the one getting that. And with that, we explained a lot already. Baruch Hashem, like I said, it's the eighth Shir, so we've already said so much. B'siyata d'shmaya b'chesed Hashem aleinu kol hayom. Chashav anachem mamshichim. V'shuv ze'al pi Torat Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Mo'or Einenu. Lishmol lezichro tavas nefesh. Hakon agada reb David zetzal. Bzeh b'shar lefaresh v'letaretz et hakushiya shel tosfot b'daf mem bet amud bet dibur maschal amaymol in Kiddushin and the kasha l'gemore Gemore asks that if ein shlich hadvar avere then why do we see in the Mishnah and Me'ila that shalach shliach Mo'a balabayis. In other words, when Reuven sends Shimon to do Me'ila, to take something out of the temple property, so who does the Me'ila? The Mishalech. You see here that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Yesh Kan Shlichus. Ech Yechol Yod Sheyesh Shlichus? Hrei Nachem Poskim Shein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Az Makshim Al Zeh Tosfot, Al Hagmara Zot Sheomeret, שבמעילה שלח שליח מול בעל הבייס, אז אם אין שליח לדבר עבירה, איך יכול להיות שמול בעל הבייס? אז על זה מקשים תוספות, since בשוגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה, like Tosfos there holds, we spoke about this idea a lot, that בשוגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה, והרי מעילה היא בשוגג, שיש בו שליח לדבר עבירה. I don't understand, מעילה, is shogeg. So memela, of course yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Ma mafriya la gemara? Gemara omeret, ech yichol liyot sheyesh shlichus b'me'ila rein shliach l'dvar aveira? Lo, aval tosfot menichim hanacha. Shogeg yesh shliach l'dvar aveira b'me'ila ze shogeg. Ha-shliach hu shogeg. Lo yodea, ze me'ila. אז תוספות כתבו שמשמע שחייב גם בנזכר שליח. שבזה איקה לסבורה דדברי הרב. The Tosfos wants to say that even if the שליח remembered, oh, that's hekdesh, and he still does me'ilah, he still takes it out of Beis HaMikdash's possession, still the Mishalech is chayev. Because the Mishalech is Shogeg. And here we have the Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen. Nachon, achshav shenizkar ha-shaliach, hu tzarich lagid la'atzmo, im ha-Hashem omer, ve-ha-Mishalech omer, az dvar av betelim u-mevutalim. Ani lo tzarich l'shmo alo. Az ze... וזו קושיית הגמרא. Even though the שליח remembers, he's still חייב. I דברי רב ודברי התלמוד דברי מישומן. So we should say that there's no שליחוס because he shouldn't have listened to the רב and therefore the רב's words are בטל מבוטל and it's his own מייס, it's his own מילה. So why do we say if the שליח remembered it's the מילה of the בעל הבייס? ככה מסבירים תוספות. אבל אומר מורנו ורבנו מאור עינינו, אין הדין פשוט כל כך. ומדברי הרמב״ם, בפירוש המשניות, במעילה, בפרק ו', משנה א', מבואר שבנזכר שליח אין מעילה. וזה לא המקום להאריך בביור הדברים. אבל חשוב מאוד לדעת ידיעה שהרמב״ם סובר שבנזכר שליח אין מעילה. If the שליח remembers, there is no מעילה. If the שליח remembers that this is הקדש. The whole parish of Me'ila is only if the Shliach doesn't remember. Not like Tesis. And so is the, not like Tesis on Mem Beis, but we also have a Tesis on Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. That's the Mashmos of Tosis there. Dibra Masra Shalom Atzina. At Benizkar Shliach, there's no Me'ila. Ayin Shem Divrei Tesis, B'Marshal, B'Marsha, B'Pnei Yoshua. V'im Kacha, Harei L'Shitatam, הדר תקשי קושי עשה תספס, העצומה לכאורה עד מאוד. So then now we go back to the kasha of Tosfos. If it's true that benizkar shaliach there's no me'ila, so then there's only me'ila if he doesn't remember. And if he doesn't remember, he's shogeg. And if he's shogeg, there's no svar of divrei rav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomin. And the me'ila, of course, there's shlichus. אז מה מפריעה לגמרא? מה קושיית הגמרא? בוודאי שיש שליחות. זה שויגג, ובשויגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה. אז התירוץ של תוספות בממבט עמוד ב' לא מסתדר לפי הרמב״ם ולפי התוספות עצמם בממג. אז זה קושיה גדולה ואנחנו צריכים תירוץ לקושיה. וביותר יקשה בזה בדברי התוסס בבבא קמא. דף עין תס עמוד א', בדיבור המסחיל נוסנו, שכתבו שם התוספות לחדש, שבשויגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה. And what about the sheet of Tosfos in Bava Kamma? That בשויגג there is שליחוס לדבר עבירה, עין תס עמוד א' in Bava Kamma. So wait a second. If בשויגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה, אז אפילו כשמדובר פה בשויגג, אז מדובר פה בשויגג. בסדר. אבל גם בשגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה במעילה. גם בשגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה. לא רק במעילה, בכל מקרה. תמיד בשגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה. וזה כמו שכתבו התוספות בקידושין, שבשגג יש שליח לדבר עביר. ותוספות לא תלכו לתרץ את הקושייה. תוספות בקידושין אמרו שמה הבעיה עם מעילה שיש שליחוס במעילה, הרי מדובר בשגג. ובשגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה, אז מה מפריע לגמרא? ככה הקשו התוספות במסכת קידושין. אבל התסיס בבבא קמא, הם אומרים שבשויגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה. אז אם יש שליח לדבר עבירה, תסתער עלינו הקושייה. אז מה בעיית הגמרא? That by me'ila there's שליחוס לדבר עבירה. It's בשויגג. And Tosfos doesn't even ask the kasha. So Tosfos in Kiddushin asks the kasha. We're not so happy with the teretz. Because the teretz לא מחזיק לכולם. But מפריע לנו אולי יותר תוספות בבבא קמא שהם אומרים שיש שליח לדבר עבירה ובכלל לא מקשים את הקושייה. הקושייה היא מהו הנידון בסוגיה על מעילה ושליחוס לדבר עבירה. אין שום בעיה בזה בשגג, בוודאי יש שליח לדבר עבירה. צריך ילפוסה על זה מפסוק? מה צריך ילפוסה? במעילה יש שליח לדבר עבירה, בשגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה. אז איך לא תייחסו כלל התוספות לקושיה גדולה זו? So we have the kasha of Tosfos and Beis and Beis, that the Gemara's question doesn't seem to make sense. What's the problem that the shlichus by Me'ila, it's b'shogeg? We have the teretz of Tosfos, that it's If the shliach remembers that it's meila, that it's a hekdesh, it still is meila, and there is a svar of divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei shomer, and that's the Gemara's kasha. And then we say, but that doesn't, the Rambam doesn't hold that way, and nor does Tosis themselves later on. It seems on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. And why also in Tosis and Baba Kama and Daf Ayin Tes does Tosis ask the kasha? Does Tosis ask the kasha? Does Tosis say that the by shogeg yesh lechet varavera, and doesn't even bother to relate to the question, the massive question that we have, the colossal question that we have? If there's shlichus l'dvar avera by shogeg, as ma baya b'meila shi shlichus l'dvar avera? It's matim meod, muvan meod. Lama Tosfot lo k'tichesu l'kushya er ma mafriya l'gemara shi shlichus l'dvar avera b'meila? It's shogeg, it's poshut, ma baya. As lefi dvareinu afshar lomar shenakta gemara sheba mishne demistama demistama demasnisin demeila al chiyuvoi shel hamishaleach mashma chiyuv b'chol gavne v'gam al meile dehanoe. In other words, we have to, like we often do, usually do, when we're answering a kasha, we have to step out of the box. Now, whenever you're thinking, you have a kasha because you're thinking a certain way. But if you think it, step out of that box of the way you're thinking, and you think differently, you can come up with an answer. So what? How are we stepping out of the box? Because we're understanding now differently. The Gemara is learning, not like Tosfos on the sugya that we discussed in previous shiurim, that when we talk about a chiyuv on the mishalech by meila, it's mashma that he's chayuv always, even if the shliach derives hana. And there's a tzad like that in Tosis, that even if the shliach, we have two tzadim in Tosis, there's mesupik, even if the shliach, and we discuss this a lot in this year, even if the shliach gets hanoe from the meila, still we say yesh shliach udvar avera. And if there is a svara of divrei harav and divrei talmid that's mevatel the shlichus, why would there be such a svara? Because the maisa has to be for the mishaleach. The maisa has to be for the mishaleach. By the way, we saw that the Rambam holds this way, that if there's hanan in the meila, so it still goes to the mishaleach. So if there's a svar of divrei harav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomer, that's mevatel the shlichus. What does that svara tell us, as we've been discussing at length? That the maisa has to be for the mishaleach. And if there's divrei harav, divrei talmid, then willy nilly the maisa is not for the mishaleach. And if you hold to the svar of divrei harav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomer, which again tells us that the maisa has to be for the mishaleach, and if it's not, then there's no shlichus. As yev shalach hayev b'zenen agam b'shia shliach shogeg, achrei shleolam chashiv maisa avur ha-shliach v'lo avur ha-mishaleach. So how are you mechayev the mishaleach if the shliach is getting hana? As we spoke about at length, when there's hana, by definition, when a person gets hana, he's doing it for himself. The hana is my own hana. The other guy's not getting the hana. So when he's getting the hana, as we saw in Rashi in the previous year, that this is considered being done for the shliach, not for the mishaleach. As anachnu shuv, anachnu mekashrim ben hasvara shel divrei harav v'divrei hatam v'divrei mishomer, v'hayisod shetzarich shekshenanim osim avur atzmo. When you have the svar of divrei harav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomer, it means that you're not acting on behalf of the talmid, because the divrei harav is mevatel talmid. So, and whose act are you? Whose behalf are you acting on your own? So, to when there's hana, you're acting on your own behalf. So, from the fact that we show by that by meila, there's meila, And the Avera goes to the Meshalech, even though the Shliach is the one getting the Hana, because we're talking even in a case. The Gemara's understanding. Not like the Suffolk of Tosis, but like the Gemara's understanding B'Pshitus. That there's a, that even if you get the Shliach gets Hana, the Meshalech still gets the Avera. So what does that show? That shows that the Shlichus does not have to be on behalf of the Meshalech. It doesn't have to relate back to the Meshalech, even if the Shogeg is getting, if the Shlich is getting Hana. It's still is the Meshalech's Avera. Even though he's not acting on his behalf, he's the Shlich is not acting on Meshalech's behalf because he's getting Hana. So that would also show us that in general, you don't have to act on the Meshalech's behalf. We don't say this far of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishalmim. Vim Kain, Yesh Lomar, Tahainu Ma Dekosher Leilakim Mora Mi HaMishneh. The mevor b'chiyuv gam b'zeh nene. So that's what was bothering the Gemara. Is a chiyuv even if the shaliach is nene. V'imein shaliach ha'dvar avera mishum d'bo yishi ha'mai savur ha'mishalach. Eich hayav b'chay gavne. If the reason ain't shaliach ha'dvar avera is because the maisa has to be for the mishalach, and therefore ain't shaliach ha'dvar avera, why ain't shaliach ha'dvar avera? Why is there no shlichus? Because the ma'isa has to be for the mishalech, and if there's a if there's divrei arav that overrides the words of the mishalech, so then it's somebody he's not doing on his own behalf. So if you hold that ain't shlichus dvar avera because of divrei arav divrei atam, which means it has to be on behalf of the mishalech, then how would you explain that by me'ila, even though the fellow is getting hana, even though the shlich is getting hana, we still say shlichus? So how do you explain that we still say shlichus even if the shlich is getting hana? He's not acting on behalf of the mishalech. So you're right, he's shogeg. Inachinam he's shogeg. So you're right, there's no sfar of divrei divrei tam divrei misham, and he doesn't know. Say there, but there's another reason why there should be no shlichus. Not because of divrei rab, but because of the parallel sfar, that the shlich is being nana, and therefore it's not on behalf of the mishalech. As eich ata masbir et zeh. As bal kolchein edu lo boi lo zeh klal. Vim kein, hare vadai sheyesh shaliach ledvar avera. So it must be that there is shlichus ledvar avera. You don't have to be acting on them, you have to mishalech. And we don't say the svar of divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishalmim. That you have to be acting on the, and we don't say that you have to be acting on behalf of the mishalech, and the words of the words of Hashem are mevato the mishalech, and therefore you're acting on your own behalf. So you're acting on your own behalf. There's still shlichus. It's like when you're getting hana by me'ila, you're not acting on behalf of the mishalech, and there's still shlichus. So too in general, by shlichus ledvar aver, which you say there's shlichus, even though you're not acting on behalf of the mishalech. So lo mafri alan. Lo tzarich. Ve'al zeh dochi ha'gemore, shugzeres ha'kosov miyuchad b'me'ile. חייב בין גם באופן כזה, ולכן חייב מזה ננה. זאת דחיית הגמרא, שהגמרא מחדשת, שיש גזירת הכתוב מיוחדת, by מעילה, to be מחייב, even in such an instance, even in an instance, where the שליח is ננה. By מעילה, we have a special גזירת הכסוב, יש שליח לדבר עבר, even though it's not being done on behalf of the משלח. And therefore, a nana is chayiv, the mishalech is chayiv, even when the shalech is nana. And the meila, even if an aver is not b'shogeg. By meila, we have yeshlichus ledvar aver, and it doesn't matter that the shalech is acting on his own behalf. So therefore, here it wouldn't matter even if he wasn't shogeg. In theory, there could be shlichus ledvar aver, and even if he wasn't nana. But the Kamashulan and the Kashi, the Gemara from Me'ila is Shaykh to the Din of Ein Shalich Advar Avera. Because again, we have Ein Shalich Advar Avera and Zenen of Zemes Chayav Lom Rina, the same category. It's the same Din. And since it's the same Din, if by Me'ila we just proved, because they were talking even in a case where he was Nene, the Shalich was Nene. And normally we say Zenen of Zemes Chayav Lom Rina, but here we say Kein Amrina. So that means that it can be acting on his, he can be acting on his own behalf. He can be acting on his own behalf. So then there should be shlichus even if he's b'mezid. And he's acting on his own behalf because divrei divrei tam divrei mishalman. The shul still should be shlichus, just like the shlichus by nene. So kamash malan, no, that normally there's no shlichus. You have to act on behalf of the mishalech. And here by me'ila, it's a special gzeirus hakasuv. And that's why Tosis didn't ask the kasha, because Tosis thought of our whole mahalach over here. The Tosis says that by shogeg yesh lechot varavera, they weren't bothered with our kasha. Then what's bothering the Gemara? Because Tosis understood what was bothering the Gemara. That even in the case of nene, we say by mila there's shlichus. That's what was bothering the Gemara. So you see, he can act on his own behalf. Mimela, even if it weren't shogeg, we would say yesh lechot varavera. It's not because it's shogeg. And the answer is gzeiros hakasuv. And Mimela, unlike Tosis, Amen Beis, we can still learn the Sugya, even according to the Shita, that the Mishalech is Pater when Nisko Shaliach. What did Tosis want to answer? Tosis asked, we're talking here about Shogeg. So, of course, by Shogeg, Shluchas Varavera. So, Tosis wanted to say, no, we're talking even in a case where the Shaliach remembered. And if the Shaliach remembered, then there is a svar of divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishalman. So why is the mishalech chayav? Why the shliach remember divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishalman? That's how Tosis wanted to explain the Gemara's kasha. We can say that no, that even though the Gemara is talking according to the other Rishon, according to Tosis, that they could say that even the Gemara is even talking about the Gemara is even understanding that if nizko shaliach, then the mishalech is pater. So if Nizkar Shaliach, the Mishalech is Patrik, because every other time we do Shalman, so what's the Kashi B'chla? That stems beautifully with what, with their normal rule. That since there's Divrei Tam, Shalman, the Mishalech is Patrik. So what's bothering the Gemara? The answer is bothering the Gemara that the Shaliach is Nana, the Mishalech is over on Mila, even if the Shaliach was Nana, and therefore he's acting certainly on his own behalf. Even if he's totally shogi, but there should be no shlichus, because he's acting on his own behalf. And the fact that you see that there is shlichus, even if he's nene, you see from here that the rule should be that yesh shlichus varaveri. You don't have to be acting on behalf of the mishaleach, and it doesn't bother us to be rav, to be atam, to be mishom. There's still shlichus, and then that the Gemara answers, no, this is special gzeiros hakasuv by meila, it's known from meila to elsewhere. However, Rabbi Sai, B'siyata D'Shmaya, Siyamnu at HaShiur HaShmini B'Mispar, V'yesh Lanu Ol Derech Baruch Hashem, Harbe Harbe Torah Metuka L'Lmod, V'ani Rak Mevakesh Mikvod Ahuvai, Yedidai, Morai, Rabotai L'Sh'er Imi, V'anachnu Nir'e Od Nifla'ot, V'toda Rabba Rabba She'ezantem. אני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה לפחות עריבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי. תודה רבה רבה שוב. שלום שלום אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי. בלי נדר נמשיך, שהקדוש ברוך הוא רק ייתן את הכוחות, שמחת החיים, את האפשרויות הכלכליות, אם אין קמח אין תורה. שיהיה הרבה קמח כדי שיהיה עוד הרבה יותר תורה. שלום שלום.